This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Rockabaco, Rock Morning, what is up?
Hey, guys. So that was Beastie Boys? I thought you were playing some Zeppelin there.
Well, you know, Led Zeppelin getting a little cred, and I think the Beastie Boys did credit them on that song. But no, it's the Beastie Boys, and I'm sure, Rock, you're a big fan of the three from Brooklyn.
Yeah, sure. More so Zeppelin, but yeah, yeah, I also enjoy them.
I'm picking up what you're putting down. Hey, look, Ryan and I were talking earlier. Adley, what, 10 for 15 his last three opening days, whatever it is. The monster game yesterday, a couple of knocks. I know he's denied that he was hurt at the second half of the season, but I mean, there was a dramatic drop off in offensive production for a guy that was probably the best wiffle ball player in his neighborhood. So even though he won't admit it, what about Adley? Did you notice a change, maybe physically, health-wise, when you were down at Sarasota, which obviously carried over at least into yesterday?
Well, he certainly seemed very enthused about how he was feeling, where he was, the outlook for the season. We'll never know if there was any sort of injury. We only ask about 24 times. And even Elias and Hyde after the season, and they said there was nothing that you could blame it on. He did take a ball off the hand, I believe, at some point, maybe in June, and all of a sudden you saw the decline there. Maybe it was something like that, but also it was just his whole approach changed. And Ryan knows from having played where you talk about a guy getting too big in the box. It looked like everything was, he was trying to launch everything, and the launch angle was much higher than usual. It wasn't that line drive to all fields approach. Why that went away, I don't know. I don't know how much of that was pressing. Everybody seemed to fall in a slump together at one point. But he's back. His approach, certainly, spring training. Every time he had a ball to the opposite field, we were ready to throw a parade. Like, it was the biggest deal. A line drive single to left field from the left side of the plate, it was like, stop the presses. This is huge. Because that should be the way he approaches his at-bat. He doesn't need to try to hit home runs. He put one in the second deck last night, and I guarantee he was just looking to barrel the ball, line drive. And he's got that kind of power. So I just think his approach is much better. And, we'll never know whether it also was a health issue.
Less is more, right, Rock? And I, when you talked about a backside single, and that was one of my favorite things. And for everyone watching, because that's just how Adley plays. Like, that is the complete player. We know the talent he can do and launch some balls out of the yard. And he's had a lot of expectations, right? Adley's had a ton of expectations. I think there's another player on the Orioles that had a lot of expectations last year, but he's still trying to find his footing in the big leagues, and that's Jackson Holliday. Rock, I think what's crazy to me is that Jackson's had all this press, all this PR. He's the next great player before he's ever really been in the bigs. This was his first opening day. This was him starting off with the big league club. And I hope then with all the offense, the pressure can be a little bit off him. But what did you see a little bit from Jackson, not only having to play shortstop a little bit, but how did you assess Jackson's first game there up in Toronto, first opening day as a Bird?
I had a nickel for every time I told a woman that less is more, but I digress. What I saw really is a guy, I mean, he struck out a couple times. He did get a hit. Every mm-hmm. single starter reached base. But he had a tough matchup left on left at one point. But I loved what I saw in spring training, and he's had a couple of good camps in a row. But you know, they're remaking him a little bit. For a guy that was a 1-1 and was the best prospect in baseball, they want him to be more of the small ball guy of, you know, bunt more. You got the green light to steal. You know, line drives to all fields, hit the ball in the gap. And again, he's got the power. He's going to get his share of home runs. And it really looked like it was working for him in camp. This was one game. And I'm sure he was a little bit nervous. It is his first opening day. People forget that because, he was optioned out late in camp last year. Now, it was that huge controversy, but he was, what was he, like 20 at the time? And mm-hmm. only had a handful of games in AAA. And normally that's the approach his team takes, is they want to see a certain amount of at-bats in AAA. So it really wasn't odd that they made that decision. But I think so many people got their hopes up. They would break camp. And, of course, he struggled some. It's, you know, it's just that huge leap from AAA to the majors that even somebody as talented as he is. And now on top of that, they were teaching him a new position at second base. And then they move him back to short this camp because of Gunnar Henderson's injury, and he's going back and forth. Oh, and also we want you to take a different approach at the plate now. So that was a lot for him. It was a lot on his plate. And so really I can just go by what I saw in camp. And he really did look like he was embracing that. He was enjoying it. I think you're going to get the best out of him with that approach.
I do too. I think that people put so much pressure on these young guys. And I remember talking to Westberg and Kowser last year of them saying, what did they learn their first time coming to the bigs? It was, I got to figure out how to be a big leaguer for a season. And I think for Jackson, I hope that this can take some pressure off. And he can lean on some of the veterans here, which kind of leads me to my next question here, Rock. The veteran presence, I've harped on it about how that's stabilizing for a team. And yes, Adley now is reaching into that category of being a veteran. But how about yesterday from a trio of guys? Cedric Mullins getting the infield single, then him leaving the yard twice. Tyler O'Neill looks to really be off to a fantastic start. And if people are into the superstitions, with six straight opening day homers. And then Zach Eflin on the mound. Could you just talk about those three guys? Because I feel that's something for Baltimore, at least last year. The veterans kind of making their impression and being the stable force for a lot of guys that are still trying to figure themselves out here.
Yeah, you know that the years fly by when Adley is now looked at as one of those veteran guys, but he is. The Orioles are just a really good mix of those veterans you mentioned and then some of the younger guys who are progressing to that point, whether, you know, a Westberg, for example, you know, a Gunner, and now, you know, Holiday behind them. But, yeah, I mean, you lose Santander, and he was kind of that guy, leader in the clubhouse that, you know, led a lot by example, but also everybody, he was just such a popular guy with his bubbly personality. And that's a form of leadership. And, you know, he's gone now, and Corbin Burns after a year. But they've done a nice job, first of all, with Mullins, who's, you know, might be the longest tenured guy on the team. And he's been there forever. And Mountcastle, you know, I remember when he was the big prospect. They were trying to figure out where to play him. And now he is one of those veteran leaders. And Eflin, that was what was big about that pickup at the deadline last year, beyond the fact that, you know, he's a really good, at least solid two, at least, was that he – and they had him under control for another year, was that kind of leadership in a rotation, you know, because they're also kind of trying to weave in some of these younger guys, like a Cade Povich, for example, and at some point Brandon Young probably. So, you know, that's these guys are counting on to go ahead and provide some of that leadership as well as a production. And you're going to see more and more, like with Mullins, he's going to be a free agent after this year. This might be it for him. So, you know, this is an important year for him individually, but he's all about team. And he's definitely a quiet leader. If you ever talk to Cedric, you got to lean in to hear what he's saying. He's a tough transcription for the media with our recorders, but he garners a lot of respect in that clubhouse. And so they're going to be looking for a lot of that. And O'Neill, we're getting to know him, and he blended immediately. It's such a great culture in this organization. They really welcome the newcomers, and he's become wildly popular already. Guys love him for his intensity, but also the sense of humor. They love the joke with him about the bodybuilder physique. He brought 24 of the Tim Hortons donuts. He's going to bring more today. I mean, he just blended right in from the...
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the ION College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the ION College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Very beginning.
Are Tim Horton donuts up to a par of what we're used to here in the Charm City, Rockabacca? I know you're a big health food advocate, but you know everybody likes a donut, man. We can't get crazy here.
Oh, I love me a donut. I've never had one, but I there's one right across the street. They're pretty much on every corner. It's like a Starbucks in Seattle. So I'm definitely going to have to sample because they look really good, but they were not for the media. So I just had to walk by them and try not to drool on them.